You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It's Tuesday morning. We have reached February 25th. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Should get some dry time this afternoon. Soggy morning. Few showers lingering throughout the day, but that's all right. High of 49 degrees.
Doesn't feel terrible.
Melting that snow. Could see some grass. Driveways basically melted. It's an entire thing.
The line at the car wash was very lengthy yesterday. Very lengthy.
I know. I went the day before. I got lucky. I went earlier in the day thinking I was going to get a car wash. And it was same thing, right? Like you want to get all that salt off of there. You want it to look nice. It's looked blah for a while. And I thought to myself, I'll go a little bit later in the day, even though it was a bad idea because I figured, you know, there's going to be more cars there at 4, 5, 6 o'clock. Nobody was there. Got right in.
Oh, wow. Lucky. Even all the vacuum stalls were like full. I got one vacuum stall. You know, like the.
Do you vacuum it out?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I did a vacuum. I did a nice wipe down of everything.
I did that yesterday.
Yeah,
I did that yesterday.
All clean. Oh, so all nice. Fresh.
So nice. You could just be outside. Any reason to be outside at any length of time? That's what we do. If you know,
100%.
Now it's going to be soggy for 4 months until we can get out there, but still,
don't ruin
it. It's still a positive thing.
So don't ruin it.
Good morning to you. We'll have Stevie on the socials coming up at 6:40. Also, we'll have a round of Cleveland. How much do you make? It's a game we play every Tuesday and Thursday. Dave Matthews Band tickets for you at 8:10. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. He's dead. Bless you.
Sorry.
He's a guy.
Thank you.
He's a guy. There's something in the 6 a.m. hour with your nose.
Yes, there is. Very sneezy.
Does it happen at home or just here?
Just here.
Just here. 6 a.m. hour.
I think I'm allergic to you. The studio. Be.
What's your guess? Now I'm nervous. It was a new cologne. Star 102, good morning.
Are you calling for Dead Guy in an Envelope? Do you have a guess this morning?
Yeah, I'm going to guess Jimmy Buffett.
That's a great guess. It's not Jimmy Buffett.
Not Jimmy Buffett. So we have something that I believe hasn't happened before yet with Dead Guy in an Envelope. That's next on Star 102. So we had Hayden Grove in studio a couple of days ago on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Friday morning in studio. If you recognize the name, it could be for several different reasons. He's worked for Cleveland.com for a long time. He's certainly sung at different events. I know a lot of Cracker Park events we've been at over the time. And then the big deal is now he's on The Voice.
Yeah, he's on Team Adam. He got a chair turnaround. So we're excited to watch his journey this season. He wouldn't give us any information about what happens. Even though I tried.
Which makes sense. You don't want booted from the show.
Of course, but we get it. Of course.
So part of that was that I played him the intro to Dead Guy in an Envelope to see if he would turn his chair around if he was a judge. He did turn his chair around.
He did.
Nicely. I appreciate that. Because
he did, but he was really impressed.
He was. He was smacking the counter. Yeah. Whatever. It was a
he
good
loved
thing.
It.
So then it leads to, which I don't think it's happened before. We've actually had two Dead Guy in an Envelope guesses because he wanted to get in the game. He's never heard the game before.
Right.
We told him about it. You know, he's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. And he said, hey, can I, you know, basically, can I get in on this? So this is how this went. So this will count as an official guess since he did this on Friday. We want to play it for you for our early morning crew. Here's how it went.
I want to just throw a name out there, though.
Yeah.
For the in the envelope?
Yes.
Can I do that?
You want to take a guess?
Let's do it.
And it can be alive? Or no, it's
no,
dead.
No, it's a dead. He's just a dead guy in an envelope.
Dead guy in an envelope.
And a famous guy? Potentially?
Well, I mean, potentially.
Like, known enough.
Known enough.
I'm going to throw out Bobby Darin. Definitely not Bobby Darin.
Not Bobby Darin.
I got to throw out Bobby Darin.
See how fun the game is that we play at 6 in the morning.
We argue about this daily. I hate this game.
I had something happen this morning. I don't think it's ever happened before.
What's up?
Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Went to my usual stop. It's either Dunkin' or McDonald's because they're both open at 5 o'clock, and then I can just haul it into work. So I went to the Dunkin' in Willoughby. That's the one with the infinity loop that you drive in like a bow tie and then it comes back around. And then the Chick-fil-A across the street, very similarly. Well, I guess it's been redone, so that's not necessarily the case there. But I pulled up to the speaker, and the guy was like, okay, hold on 1 second. Okay, no problem. You know, not in a major rush. So then, a couple minutes go by.
You're just sitting there waiting?
Yeah, just waiting. I just want to order coffee. Mm-hmm. And there's two cars ahead of me, and there's also people that walk in. So I waited maybe 2 minutes. It wasn't that long. Sir, I'm letting you know right now, this is going to be a while. Everybody called off this morning. I am literally the only person here at Dunkin', so it's going to be a while. So then I was like, okay, I appreciate the honesty. I don't know what a while is. Like, we have a show. I can't, there's times where a while is a couple of minutes or you have time and it's not a big deal. So then I ended up going to McDonald's right down the street.
I felt bad for him. So I hope they got some, because like, how's he going to take the time to call someone and get somebody else to come in? That's a lot.
It is a lot. That's opening by himself and trying to do that. And I think I don't know. I can't speak to this, but I think it's fine if you are working at Dunkin' and people are all ordering a coffee and a donut. I think when you start getting backed up, it's like, oh, can I have this sandwich or wrap or whatever? Then I think that the chain of events starts to crumble.
Then probably like, oh, I need a coffee with like 17 sugars, 37 creams. Yeah. I need a swirl of this. I need caramel in the cup. Yeah, I do too now. So. Now I'm going to be stressed out all morning for him.
I'm sure somebody came in. I know exactly. That's probably the last thing he wants.
I know.
Here's a coffee and donut. That's the last thing I want working there. I see him all the time. So hopefully his day's better. I don't know.
But buddy.
We'll see. We'll try again tomorrow. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show with producer Stevie. With Stevie on the socials coming up next.
So it's a Tasty Tuesday. In honor of that, Wendy's is going viral for their new Frosty collab. And about some changes they are allegedly making to the menu this year for the Frosty itself.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Wait, can you tell me if these are going to be good changes?
I think so.
You think so?
I think it's like a pretty big deal for Wendy's.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know.
Makes me a little nervous.
Well, Wendy's, I feel like the Frosty is known for being simple. Like, the flavor changes every once in a while, but they don't do anything too crazy. And I think this will be a fun addition to the menu.
Okay. Frosty fans, stick around. This is next on Star 102.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for CD on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
In honor of Tasty Tuesday, we're talking the viral Frosty collab with Wendy's and Girl Scout cookies, specifically a collab with Thin Mints and some changes they're expecting to make this year to the Frosty itself. So the Thin Mints Frosty, it is out now, and you can choose either a chocolate or vanilla base. It has a thick Thin Mint puree/sauce and a cookie crumble throughout. And every review I've seen has been very positive. Everyone says it's delicious. It looks good.
Anybody had it, by the way? I would love to know because I haven't had that. I love mint. I love the Shamrock Shakes. It's Arby's Shake. Like, the list goes on and on. The Thin Mint cookie's great. I don't know anybody that's had it yet.
Neither do I, but it does sound delicious.
I'm surprised you haven't got it yet.
Call or DM us. I would love to have your minty review.
I hope there's heavy crumble throughout. Like you said, there's crumble throughout. Mm-hmm. Like, I hope they overdo that because I want a lot of cookie chunk. Yeah, I would do that.
Might need
I like that you said, what was it, thick Thin Mint?
Yeah, that's what I said. It's a thick puree/sauce. Okay.
How can you go wrong with that?
You have to go chocolate, not
vanilla, right?
No, you got to go vanilla.
Because it's like a chocolatey sauce. Right. You could do either.
You can't over-chocolate it.
Yeah.
Oh, I could.
I want the vanilla chocolate combo.
Okay, if we have a correspondent, that would be great.
So this is a very different type of Frosty for Wendy's. Usually they stick to something more simple, just different types of flavors. But this is not going to be the first of it. They're talking about some variations they're going to add to the menu. Now, this is all alleged. It's not been confirmed by Wendy's itself, but sources are saying this is what's to come.
This coming April, you will be able to add caramel, strawberry, and brownie batter swirls to any of the Frosty flavors that they have. Change number two is going to piggyback off of the swirls. That is Frosty Fusions. That launches in mid-May. According to the brief, this will mix their, quote, classic or chocolate Frosty with both a sauce and various sweet treats. So think of the Oreos and the M&Ms with McFlurry or anything with the Blizzards.
Oh, this is exciting. A Frosty Fusion. I was afraid you were going to say they're changing the Frosty. The formula is going to be different, whatever. You can't mess with that.
We don't need that.
A Frosty Fusion. I'm in. I wonder if the Thin Mints will stick around as one of them.
Which has never happened, right? It's usually they've had, pure vanilla, pure chocolate, pure whatever it was. There was an orange. I don't know what.
Oh, yeah. Maybe they did a creamsicle and then they did
caramel.
Didn't they do a peppermint one? And then they did a salted caramel.
Strawberry.
Oh, yeah.
Strawberry.
But they were all just They were just flavored. They weren't swirled.
I don't know if we have anybody listening from a Frosty headquarters, but if we could just line those up for a Tasty Tuesday
on the counter, rumor, just like all so 10 I wanna of them. Know.
That we could do amazing. That. It's our duty, I think, is the Jen and Tim show try all of them.
I mean, we have to. We're the Tasty Tuesday show.
100%.
Once again, any Minty correspondence, that would be great. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
We are great. How are you? Do you happen to be a Minty correspondent?
Yes, I am. There was a group of 12 of us that went yesterday, and we all had the vanilla one.
And?
Awesome.
Were there a lot of chunks of Thin Mint throughout?
Oh, my gosh. And it was amazing. I felt like I was eating a Girl Scout cookie.
Well, I'm going to Wendy's today. This is amazing.
You got it. You have to.
It might be either get a spicy chicken followed up by a mint frosty, but
that's
I'm gonna roll with that.
Sounds good to me.
Wait, do you dip your fries in the minty frosty?
Oh no, we did that all by itself so we could taste every bit of that flavor.
This is excellent news.
By the way, dipping fries in that would be horrendous, wouldn't it?
In the Thin Mint, yes, but a plain frosty, I'm in.
No, I'm not. You are the best minty correspondent. We really appreciate that.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks for listening. What time does Wendy's open? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Do they serve that for breakfast? Don't do that.
Minty shake?
Don't do that.
Girl Scouts. Well, that's a good review that we got. It was amazing. Minty correspondent.
Yes.
And Stevie on the social, she said that everything she sees on TikTok and everywhere else, they really, really liked that one. Now, she went vanilla base, which you said that you would go.
I would go vanilla base.
I think I should probably go with that now because I think that there's a lot of validity. I'm the guy that is sickening sweet. Give me chocolate on top of on chocolate and death by chocolate and this by chocolate. I am 100% in all that.
Right.
And I understand how that's too much. Like, I get it. That just happens to be my thing. But with this, a lot of minty, chocolate, crumble, syrup, whatever. Vanilla might be the way to
go. Yeah, you already have the chocolate in there. Even though Frosty is a gentle chocolate, a delicious chocolate, I think the first try you go vanilla.
That's spicy chicken.
Also.
Spicy chicken, fries, and that minty shake, that Thin Mint shake. That might be the lunch.
That's a heavy lunch. That is a heavy stomach for the afternoon.
I'm going to have to hit that elliptical. This is what happens. I had a good workout and eating day yesterday. I was thinking about this morning. Wake up, ready to go. You know, like the chicken with rice, and there's like a nice, healthy eating day.
Sounds sensible.
Fat boy is going to dominate. This is what's going to happen. The ebbs and flows of my stomach. That's
well,
what's
here's
happen.
The good news. If you do eat that for lunch, you'll have a great nap afterwards.
Oh, I mean, no. But what happens when you wake up from that nap?
Yeah, it's sluggish.
It feels like you
eye-paced.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
Good luck.
Oh, you get to take a nap? It's like, no. When you wake up from the nap, because you wake up so early for the show, if you eat prior to that, that is the worst
if you eat heavy,
feeling.
Right, oh, yeah. You have to, there's a balance.
Today, there. I'll risk it.
Okay. None of the songs from Wicked are nominated for an Oscar, but word is, we're still getting a performance from Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande at the show. The Oscars this weekend. We'll tell you what we know in 60 seconds.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's 37 degrees in Copley, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Starbucks announced in January that they're cutting the menu by about 30%. Now we know what drinks they're getting rid of, and there's 13 of them. They're simplifying to focus on the fewer, more popular items to help reduce wait time and improve quality and consistency. I'm not going to read all 13, but let's review a few. Java chip frappuccino, delicious. Caramel ribbon crunch cream frappuccino. How are you getting rid of the caramel ribbon crunch? Is it because you don't want to have the caramel ribbon crunchies in there anymore? Delicious. And the white hot chocolate. There's 13 items that'll be gone.
Why don't you get rid of that stuff that looks like swamp water? That
What's
matcha.
That?
Matcha.
Yeah, I don't. People love that.
I know they do.
I don't like matcha.
I can't even put mouth to the lid. Like,
I know.
The cup. I wouldn't. Is it good?
No, it
what
tastes
does it
like.
Taste like?
It tastes like
come
fish eggs.
For instance, Stevie, please come
Stevie
here.
Stevie loves it. I think this, it tastes like
gotta
fish
be quick.
Eggs.
This has got to be quick. But so I look at it, it just like you're drinking some type of like seaweed or something.
No.
I am not. What does it taste like?
Deliciousness.
You don't like eggs. Anything.
Fish
you like
eggs.
Matcha?
Yeah, I had a Starbucks matcha yesterday. It was delicious. I like the brown sugar matcha. Fantastic.
What does it taste like? What? I don't even know what it is.
Well,
it's green.
I mean, if you just have matcha on its own, it tastes a little earthy, but you get...
Oh, like
earthy.
Dirt. Is that what that
but
means?
But then you get it with the milk, and then you add some brown sugar, and it's like a delicious beverage.
I believe, I 100% believe you and trust you. If there's a barista that's listening, I need more.
You will not like matcha.
Do you not? Have you had it?
Yes. I've said 100 times it tastes like fish eggs to me.
No.
I don't like it. Yes.
It tastes like fish
it
eggs, and they're keeping
like
that on the menu
egg.
And taking my frappuccinos
it like
off.
Sweet deliciousness.
Well, this is polar opposites.
I know.
If you have had it before, can you describe it? Do you like it or not? Like I would love, because it's always right there on the board. It's the first thing you see.
Yeah,
it's green.
Love it.
It's intriguing.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's minty. Clearly it's not minty.
It's not.
No, not minty.
Please,
I feel like I'm, you know how some people say cilantro tastes like soap? Have you ever heard that? Like, I love cilantro.
I just had that
some
yesterday.
People
I don't
hate
get that. Yeah,
I love cilantro. Some people say it tastes like soap. It's like a thing. I feel like the matcha fish eggs is the thing. Neil Young bringing his world tour to Blossom this summer. Neil Young and the Chrome Hearts will bring the Love Earth World Tour on August 15th. Tickets on sale Friday morning. And none of the songs from Wicked nominated for an Oscar, but we're still getting a performance from Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande at the show. Sorry, a message came through. Yesterday, about your matcha, Stevie, we'll get to that. Yesterday, it was announced they will perform, but no other details other than the fact that it's being reported that whatever they perform will kick off the broadcast Sunday night.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Good Tuesday morning to you. Be a little bit drier this afternoon. Soggy start to the day. We'll see a high of 49 degrees. Get to a round of Trump Tui coming up at 7:35. So Starbucks getting rid of some things off the menu.
Yeah, they announced back in January they're cutting the menu 30%. And now yesterday they revealed 13 drinks that they're getting rid of, including a bunch of the Frappuccino. Honestly, is this like all their Frappuccinos?
Basically.
Seems like I think they're just getting rid of the Frappuccino.
Seems
it
like
looks
it.
Like it. The Caramel Ribbon Crunch one is so good, though. I can't believe that's going away. The white hot chocolate will go away. An iced matcha lemonade will go away. The honey almond milk flat white. The regular flat white's going to stay, right?
I would imagine so.
So if it says they're getting rid of the honey almond milk flat white, can't you just add that and customize your flat white that
way?
Yeah,
I mean, they're going to still have honey and almond milk.
That's what I'm saying. Like, can't you still customize your drink a certain way?
Yeah, like
basically,
I get the Frappuccinos
anyway.
If they cut the blended drinks.
Because they say they're trying to simplify the menu so that the lines will move faster. And
that's
they can
probably
get
why the Frappuccinos are going. Those are lengthy.
Because they take a while.
That's a dessert in a cup. There's a lot going on there.
That is a lot.
Of things that going
is
on
a,
there.
It's, yeah, it's like a milkshake.
So then I said, well, who's drinking that matcha? Is matcha staying on the list? What's going on? I've never personally had it. Every time I go to the menu, I was just there the other day. There's one, I mean, down the road from all of us, right? There are locations all over the place. I've personally never had it. I don't know anything about it. Clearly people are getting that, and this is turning into your matcha moment on Star 102 because
it really is.
It's like it's just three different opinions, because I have never had it. I've been curious about it. Maybe it's a tasty Tuesday. I feel like I've tried a bajillion things off the menu, iced, you know, hot, but matcha never my thing.
I think you would like it if you ordered it the correct way.
How would I order? You tell me how to order it, seriously.
That's the thing with matcha, is if you have just a plain matcha, it's going to taste like earth. But you got to get the latte iced with some brown sugar syrup.
Right,
so basically you're mixing earth with sugar. Why even bother?
Sugar earth.
Well, matcha latte is a great drink. It
but
helps it. The milk makes the earth go away.
So, but why drink the matcha in the first place? Like, why not just get something delicious that doesn't need altered? Is there, I get the reason I ask, is there like a health benefit to matcha?
Probably. I don't know. It just tastes good.
You just like it. You like the combo.
It, matcha tastes good once it's sweetened. Like, that's how,
once
like
sweetened.
Coffee. Coffee, to me, tastes gross till it's sweetened.
That's fair.
That's how matcha is. You just got to sweeten it up.
I will say I've had matcha only one time, and the one time I had it, to me, it had a fish egg taste to it. Like, I tasted...
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know
a
why.
Fish egg?
I like fish eggs.
Yeah. You had just a plain matcha, I feel. I got to get you the right kind.
You think... I mean, I'm willing to taste it again, but it was a very potent... And I was, like, with my sister-in-law, who was, like, really into matcha, and I was trying to be like... Oh, cool sister-in-law. I'm going to drink matcha with you. I couldn't do it. I couldn't even drink the whole drink. It was bleh, gross to me.
So please enlighten us. Maybe you agree with Stevie or Jen. I've never had it. So I heard your matcha latte, brown sugar, whatever you can do to make it not taste like matcha, which there we go. That makes sense. No, I'm saying, I think the coffee analogy was a good one. Coffee, you add sugar, you can add things to it. Anybody else? I am very curious about this. I cannot wait to get to these messages. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We're talking about matcha. We're talking about the Starbucks menu decreasing by 13 items. They're whittling it down. And we got that brought me to the matcha moment because I've never had it. I see that on the board, and I think to myself, who's drinking that? Is it good? Is it bad? I don't know. I'm coming from a place of I do not know.
You and your comment was, why aren't they're not getting rid of matcha?
No,
they're
keeping this is like the a matcha, lemonade just, you know. Of some sort, right? Yeah.
The matcha lemonade would probably not be
okay.
Very
that
good.
Was one they are getting rid of.
Stevie loves the matcha. I do not like matcha. Here are the comments we've received. Justine says, Stevie Ray said, just add brown sugar. That's like it's mixed in with grass. Okay. Janet says, my husband ordered a matcha drink one time and said it tasted like he was drinking a bag of lawn clippings.
And by the way, if you've seen, I mean, it is green.
Emily,
I'm not saying that it makes it taste grassy, but it does. I mean, that I don't know, Stevie.
It's green, but not from grass. There's no grass in it.
Well, now I'm thinking that there's grass and I have to graze on this thing.
Matcha is from the earth. It's a earth powder.
I cannot wait for whenever you write the Trump Tui questions at 8:35. It's going to be matcha filled.
You got to whisk it really good or else it really is earthy.
Emily says...
Are you serious?
Listen.
Yeah. Why are you drinking this?
You have to hear these comments. Emily says, so matcha with raspberry is really good. Matcha by itself kind of tastes like wet grass. Mary Frances says it's like sewage in a cup.
Ew, and not Jen, sewage.
Jen says, try mud water.
No, mud water is a thing.
Oh, wait. Oh, it is. She says it's a coffee supplement, mushroom coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right, fine. So lawn clippings, sewage in a cup, brown sugar that's mixed in with grass.
Not good reviews.
Why has Tasty Tuesday morphed into this? This isn't even on deck for a Tasty Tuesday, but
we need to get you
a matcha today.
Like right now.
Who can go to Starbucks?
I don't want to vomit on the air. I mean,
no, it's not. If I like it, I don't like anything.
I would give you my.
And I like it.
You don't like. That's why I don't understand this. I can't believe we're having this conversation. You don't like a lot of things. It's some pretty basic things, but it's a grass seaweed water. You're in. I don't. Grass
you
of the ground.
You need to order him. Grass of the ground, as opposed to grass of the sky.
That was my AI review. Grass of the ground, earthy. So I will give you my phone. You would order. I would have you order the Starbucks drink as you would order. I'm not just going to order a matcha. You said that you should add a little something if it's brown sugar or whatever else.
If you don't add the sweeteners, you're not going to like it.
See, I got
to
add something.
Make it your way for him.
Yes, okay. I'll do that.
Yes, whatever you would order. Okay, maybe this is a play on a Taste of Tuesday.
I'm very excited for you to try this now. Sewage in a cup.
Oh, it is a Tasty Tuesday. I don't know why Tasty Tuesday has evolved to me throwing up, but it pretty much is the case on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. I don't know about this matcha moment. I am a little nervous. I trust producer Stevie. She likes the matcha.
Sure.
You say not so much. I've never had it, but now this might be happening today.
So it's so funny because I said I tasted it and I thought it tasted like fish eggs, which most people are saying it tastes like grass, wet grass.
Grass, soil. Earth.
Sewage.
Algae blooms.
Dan, nobody said that.
Okay, I'm throwing that in.
Dan says it tastes like fish. There was an episode of Hell's Kitchen where Gordon Ramsay had them blind taste ice cream flavors. And when the matcha came up, they said fish. I'm telling you, I don't know why there's like a fish flavor to it. And now I need to look up if there's a history. And now I also absolutely cannot wait for you to taste it.
I can't either, but I also, and Stevie was onto this, I think if you were above a certain age, you don't like it. If you were below a certain age, you do. And I think maybe us that are above a certain age don't know what we're doing and we order it plain. Or we order it
not
the way.
We're not doing it right.
I think Stevie will order it right where it will be drinkable. Can you imagine I try this And it's my new favorite drink at
you
Starbucks.
You become a matcha guy.
I'm a matcha man.
I don't think you're going
to
like it.
You wanted to get in on this? Please do it.
So my daughters are young, and they tried to get me to try a blueberry matcha. And it was iced. And the best I could describe it is blueberries, some milk flavor with potting soil and grass.
I just don't get the earth taste. Like, I know people say it tastes like earth, unless you have it plain. But the minute you add the milk, like, I've had strawberry matcha latte, strawberry milk with matcha, delicious.
We need to get over there today. We need to get over to Starbucks. You need to try, this has to be our Tasty Tuesday today. You have to try matcha.
It's an expensive
100%
drink.
I agree.
Will you come down to the station and try it with us?
Never again. I learned my lesson.
Why can't we just try, like, chocolate or, I don't know, chili or something? Star 102.
That would have been better.
Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We are going to try a Tasty Tuesday. Producer Stevie likes it. You've had it before, not a huge fan, and I've never had the matcha. It's a matcha.
I don't think that's how you say
it. It's not. It's matcha.
It's Stevie's favorite. Like, she gets it all the time. She loves it. And we happen to be talking about it this morning because Starbucks is getting rid of a lot of drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think your comment was, why aren't they getting rid of the matcha instead of Frappuccino?
It's just not something that I go to. That means nothing. That means absolutely nothing. Popular drink.
Sure.
I understand. I've never had it. It's not a go-to of mine. And then somehow, this was not the plan at, I don't know, 6, 7 this morning, whatever it was, of it being a Tasty Tuesday. But now it is a Tasty Tuesday.
So we're trying matcha.
Yeah. Stevie with the order. We will try it. And that's how we will end the show on a Tasty Tuesday. That is next on Star 102. Let's get into this matcha. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Thank you, Stevie, for ordering. There's a Starbucks right down here at Playhouse Square. Went to grab it, brought it back. So we ordered what? It was iced?
Yes, iced matcha latte with brown sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Three pumps.
Three pumps of brown sugar. That's all that's in it. And then there's some type of foam on top.
Yeah, that's just natural.
It's a natural matcha foam.
Yes.
Yeah, I tried it. And we had several DMs, a bunch of people that do enjoy it and people that also did not enjoy
it. Most did not enjoy it.
Most didn't, yes.
Yeah, most of the Jen and Tim Show listeners did not enjoy it. And I don't know, I didn't go through all the messages and I don't know the percentage off the top of my head. But let's just say it was 60 or 70% that said that it tastes like grass. Accurate. I tried. You stirred it up. You ordered it. I appreciate it. The brown sugar probably adds to it. I just was not a huge fan of it. That's all.
And I had it a long time ago. I said it tastes like fish eggs a long time ago, and I haven't had it since. So I sipped it today, too. I didn't find it to taste like grass. Like, the brown sugar hits you first, and that's sweet and good. But then you get, like, an aftertaste that's very earthen.
Yes, it is an earthy drink, but I don't mind it. I like it.
Yeah, you like it. It is not for me. I could not drink that whole drink, nor would
I'd rather have a matcha with brown sugar than a coffee with brown sugar.
Okay.
We will agree to disagree.
We will. We will post the video, the reaction, everything else on all the socials that's coming up here. It'll definitely be within the next hour. The Jen and Tim Show and Star 102 on all the socials. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.